A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus taught his doctrine at Capernaum in the synagogue, and after hearing it, many of his followers said, "This is intolerable language. How could anyone accept it?" Now Jesus was aware that his followers were complaining and said, "Does this upset you? What if you should see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh has nothing to offer. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit, and they are life. Yet there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the outset those who did not believe and who it was that would betray him. He went on, "This is why I told you that no one could come to me unless the Father allows them." After this, many of the disciples left Jesus and stopped going with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "What about you? Do you want to go away too?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe. We know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus replied, I have chosen you. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. To whom shall we go? How often in life do we notice that it is a child who sees something profound long before the adults have any idea of what is happening? No wonder Jesus said we needed to become like little children to enter the kingdom. Chapter 6 of John's Gospel, which is very much all about the bread of life, about the Eucharist, it begins with a little boy who sees and hears what Jesus is on about long before the disciples get it. While the disciples are anxious about how Jesus can possibly feed all the people who are listening to him, a little boy in the crowd shares his 5 loaves and 2 fish. He gives Jesus his all so that Jesus can feed the hungry people. So while the disciples are overwhelmed about what they see as a bottomless pit of need to satisfy the hunger of this crowd, the little boy simply gives away all he has. This little boy's seemingly small gesture of love is transformed into food for the hungry. Now Jesus, of course, is wanting to feed the people's real hunger, a hunger they may not even be aware of. And Jesus knows that it is their hunger for himself, the bread of life. And yet, to satisfy this hunger for himself, he must first satisfy their physical hunger. Even with their bellies full, once satisfied with bread, their hearts may still be empty. If they are not aware of their spiritual hunger, to whom shall they go? Today in the readings, as we come to the end of chapter 6 from John's Gospel, we find that Jesus has been trying to tell the people that he is the true bread of life and that those who come to him shall never know hunger. He has been telling the people that his flesh is real food and the one who eats this food will live forever. Now, this statement from Jesus required a huge leap of faith from his followers, just as it does from us today. For many, these words were too difficult. And Jesus, who never forces anyone, he doesn't force them to do what they don't want to do. But he knows that many of his followers were grumbling about what he was saying, and they walked away. It is at that point that Jesus asked his close followers if they they also found his teaching too difficult, and did they want to go away? Peter gave the answer that I believe we would all love to give. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In saying this, Peter was professing his faith in Jesus as the one sent by God. Jesus had told his followers that no one could come to him unless the Father made this possible. Likewise, they could never accept this great mystery of Jesus giving them his body as food unless they were given the grace from God, his Father. So this was yet another reminder that of ourselves we can do nothing. Everything we have is gift from God. What gives life is God's Spirit. So when we are in touch with our hunger, our longing for the bread of life, would we take the required leap of faith and enter into the great mystery? Will we realize there is no one else to whom we can go? Lord, to whom shall we go? You alone have the words of everlasting, of eternal life. Let us pray for this great faith that is pure gift. Blessings on the day.